It is
That's what you said.
Professional public service that put forward the recommendation that said to us, having done their due diligence, that the only organization with the scale and the capacity to deliver this grant program would be we. Personally, I thought we were going to be able to deliver it through the Canada Service Corps, which I created 2 or 3 years ago and was all about rewarding service and creating opportunities for service for young people. I would have loved to seen it supercharged and accelerated to be able to deliver many thousands of opportunities for young people throughout the country. But that wasn't able to be done. And the public service themselves made the recommendation that we had to go with We Charity. And I was not involved in that
recommendation at all, Mr. Angus, and it'll have to be a very quick one.
Well, very quickly, Mr. Prime Minister, as the former youth voice, you could have been talking to the Federation of Students when you were telling them that they were not eligible for CERB, when you told them to work for less than the minimum wage, when you pushed this deal with the Kielberger brothers and refused to recuse yourself, and not a dime has gone out the door.
Over to you, Mr. Prime Minister.
Thank you. Mr. Angus and the NDP have said this a few times, this idea that volunteering is somehow working for less than the minimum wage. I'd like to remind
Mr. Angus, the Prime Minister is the floor.
The heart of this country, and people get out and volunteer, not for money, but because they want to make a difference in the world. And if you start calculating every volunteer as working for less than the minimum wage, then you are missing a really important part, Mr. Angus, of the fabric of Canada. And getting
massive
young people to step up and volunteer is something
we will have to end that round there, gentlemen. We are going now to 5-minute rounds, and we'll start with Mr. Polyev, followed by Mr. McLeod. Mr. Polyev, 5 minutes.
Mr. Chair, I'll be taking Mr. Polyev's time.
Oh, okay. Who was that that yelled there?
MP Barrett, sir.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Mr. Barrett. Yeah, I had Mr. Polyev on my list. I'll not take my talking from your time. You get the floor.
Thank you. Prime Minister, just looking for a number. How many times would one of your ministers need to be found guilty of breaking the Conflict of Interest Act for you to fire them? How many times, sir?
Obviously, our cabinet is formed of extraordinary individuals who serve their country, and I have confidence in their ability to do just that.
How many times would they need to break the act before you would fire them?
Obviously, any time someone contravenes the Ethics Commissioner's Act, we take it very seriously, and we'll look at each situation based on the gravity of the situation.
Okay, well, you claimed in your opening remarks that you had basically no idea what was happening in your government. Who are you holding accountable for this decision?
Mr. Barrett, over the past number of months, as a government and as a prime minister, I've been involved in the decisions around CERB, around the wage subsidy, around helping Canadians through this extraordinary time of crisis. We've been involved in working quickly and flexibly with an extraordinarily professional public service to deliver tremendous programs to help Canadians.
We will
Prime
Minister, no vetting done of We Charity. There are major concerns with this organization. Who is responsible for the vetting?
The public service would have done their due diligence to ensure which organizations could deliver the program as we had laid it out. And they found that only We Charity had the ability to do that through their due diligence process.
Mr. Barrett.
The organization that you approved, sir, was, you know, you had a massive contract given to a shell company with no experience running a government grant program. That's a problem. Someone should be held accountable. Who are you going to fire?
Mr. Prime Minister.
Mr. Barrett, the public service, which has delivered extraordinary programs, including with third-party organizations. When we wanted to help out shelters, we went through United Way. When we wanted to help food banks, the public service reached out to Food Banks Canada to make sure that they could get that money out. They have consistently worked with third-party organizations. As part of their decision to do that, they have done full due diligence on that organization's ability to deliver the program.
And Prime Minister,
Mr. Cabinet,
they were capable of
Prime Minister, Cabinet is responsible for decisions. not the public service. A major mistake was made. Someone in cabinet should be held accountable. Which minister will you fire? Minister Morneau, Minister Chagger, which minister?
The decision in cabinet was not as to which organization should deliver the Canada Student Summer Grants. The decision in cabinet was, should we have a summer grants program or not? That was the binary choice given to us by the public service and the minister, and cabinet made a decision that making creating opportunities for young people to serve across
the country. Do you still think we was a good choice? Do you still think we was a good choice to run this program, sir?
We will never know, because they pulled out of that that being able to deliver the program, partially because I hadn't recused myself and created complications here. And that's something that I deeply regret, because creating opportunities for young people to serve is something that matters deeply to all Canadians across the country.
Mr. Barrett, just I'll not take the time from you, Mr. Barrett, but somebody's got their mic on and some sound is coming through. Okay, Mr. Barrett.
Were you aware that the WE organization had fired its board chair shortly before they were given this contract?
No, I was not.
Were you aware that WE had fired a very large portion of its staff?
No, I was not.
How many times did your family members receive remuneration from this organization since you've been elected as Prime Minister?
As I said, my wife works on an unpaid basis for WE and other organizations, and had it cleared by the Ethics Commissioner in advance for both her engagement, because she's been an advocate and a TV and radio host professionally through her entire career, that her activities with this organization and other organizations for free, with being reimbursed for expenses, was something that was cleared by the Ethics Commissioner when she first wanted to become an advocate around these issues with that organization.
You have a minute left, Mr. Barrett.
So every dollar that your wife received in reimbursement or in payment was cleared in advance by the Commissioner?
As I said, Mr. Barrett, this was unpaid work my wife was doing for a cause that she believes in deeply, talking about destigmatization of mental health, empowerment of young people, particularly girls. This is something that she believed in deeply. And yes, we got approval by the Ethics Commissioner that she could volunteer with this organization and have expenses related to that volunteerism reimbursed.
So last question, keep it tight.
Well, I want to know if the Prime Minister can tell us what due diligence looks like. We have an organization that had no assets. It was a shell corporation. They were in violation of bank covenants, a fired board chair. They were firing employees. And the Government of Canada handed over a $500 million contract for them to administer. What was that due diligence that was done, sir?
The public service ensures that any third-party partner that we work with on delivery of a program is capable of delivering the program. They have a rigorous and strong process to do that. And I have confidence in our public service to be able to do that, particularly because during this time of pandemic, they had demonstrated with many third-party organizations an ability to get help to Canadians in record fashion when people needed it the most.
Thank you. Thank you both. Turning then to Mr. McLeod, who will be followed by Mr. Polyev on my list. Mr. McLeod, you have 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to the Prime Minister for joining us here today. I'm glad that when the question was brought to the Cabinet table to run a summer student program, you said yes, because I think it's very important that we do so. And I think that's something we should continue to try to achieve. This is our fifth meeting on the topic of government spending, WE and the Canada Summer Student Service Grant. Throughout this whole study, my greatest concern is that for the whole month since it was determined that WE was no longer going to administer the program is now in jeopardy. That is one whole month that the youth have missed out on experiences and assistance that the Canada Student Service Grant could have provided. In many parts of the country, including here in the North. I'm the Member of Parliament for Northwest Territories, for those that don't know, and Indigenous communities. Many of our youth already face many barriers to opportunities that other parts of the country enjoy. We are remote. We struggle with connectivity. There's a high cost of living. And I need to ask you if the government is going to address the fact that our youth have lost out because of this delay.
Mr. Prime Minister.
Thank you, Mr. McLeod, for your words, and quite frankly, for your advocacy for Northern youth and indeed all youth across the country. I share those concerns, and that's why we move forward with multiple ways to support young people through this pandemic. We looked at a $9 billion package to support young people that includes deferral of student loans, that includes creation of summer jobs and opportunities for them at a time where we know that their regular summer jobs may not exist because of the pandemic. And it also included the Canada Emergency Student Response Benefit that gives $1,250 per month to students who need it. $2,000 a month to students who have dependents. And that was something that we worked out with other parties as well. So there are many, many different things we're doing for young people. This particular program, the Canada Student Service Grant, was created to incentivize and to reward young people who are stepping up in their communities. It was about giving a grant to young people for that service that they were so many of them doing already. What we continue to see, even without this financial reward we would have been able to deliver and the coordination across the country, we see young people in the North and the South, right across the country, stepping up and volunteering in community organizations because they know that this is a historic time in which their actions, their voices, their efforts can shape our country for the better. And again, I am always deeply grateful to young people and their leadership within our country.
Mr. McLeod.
Yeah, thank you for that response. I heard your response to my colleague when he asked about this program earlier, and I'm hoping that I can use this opportunity to encourage the delivery of this program maybe through the public service instead, and consideration to adjusting the original eligibility period to sometime down the road into October. Or perhaps reprofiling the grant funding into another program to support young Canadians. Is that something Cabinet would be interested in talking about?
Absolutely. We know that we need to do more for young people, and encouraging young people to volunteer and be involved in their communities is a great way, not just of giving them experiences and opportunity, but of actually tangibly helping out seniors, young people, marginalized people, community organizations. These are things that young people, young students stepping up can make a huge difference in. So we're going to continue to look for ways to do it. Like I said, the Canada Student Corps, which was created a few years ago, is exactly about coordinating volunteer organizations.
Alors, c'est à vous autres de juger. Alors, on en saura un petit peu plus dans les prochaines heures, demain, dans le bulletin d'information. Vous êtes dans GFP en direct, mais dans le fond, c'est GFP en vacances avec les meilleurs succès radio de tous les temps. On va écouter des petites tunes de vacances, on va relaxer, on va écouter un petit peu de musique, on va se détendre. C'est l'été 2020, puis c'est un bel été en passant. C'est quand même pas si pire que ça, là. À part de porter un petit masque de temps en temps quand tu rentres à quelque part, ben là, on s'habitue, là. C'est pas la fin du monde, là, tu sais. Au Japon, puis en Chine, ça fait longtemps, ils portent tout le temps des masques. L'air est pas respirable dans ce coin-là. Il y a des places en Chine, il y a des usines, il y a toutes sortes d'affaires, ça sent le gaz. L'air est pollué, les gens... Ça fait des années qu'ils portent des masques. Puis moi, je me souviens, quand je regardais des reportages, moi, j'ai toujours aimé ça, écouter les nouvelles, puis les reportages à la TV, puis tout ça, là. Même quand l'alunissage sur la Lune, j'ai vu ça en direct, moi, là avec la NASA. Tu sais, on avait une TV, là, puis tout le monde jouait dehors, il faisait beau, là, mais moi, j'étais devant ma TV, puis j'écoutais en direct de l'espace, la navette, là. Tu sais, je pense que c'est le 11 juillet, c'est arrivé, là, quand le premier homme a mis le pied sur la Lune. Mais là, je vous disais ça parce que, par rapport à quoi? Je vous disais ça parce que c'est important aussi de se conscientiser avec ce que nous vivons. On va changer de sujet, hein? Se conscientiser avec ce que nous vivons, puis se dire, bon, ben il y en a qui sont pires que nous autres. Si tu vas en Afrique, si tu vas au Brésil, si tu vas dans d'autres pays du monde, c'est pas un cadeau, là. Les autres, ils n'arrachent, là. J'en arrache. C'est l'antenne de Radio Fiat Lux avec une bonne toune d'été de Jacques Salveille, un succès numéro 1 radio, 1973, je pense. C'est l'affaire de même. Ah, c'est une toune d'été. Je sais pas si c'est une vraie toune d'été. On se promène en bateau. Ah oui, donc. Ça va pas assez vite. Ah oui, mets le moteur dans le fond. Je voulais dire, mets le gaz dans le fond. Vous êtes sur Radio Fiat Lux, dans GFP, en vacances. Édition 2020. On écoute Prince. Hey, c'était bon, ça aussi. C'était vraiment bon, hein, c'est vrai. Eh oui, les Girls Aloud, vous êtes dans GFP en direct, en vacances, dans l'édition du 29 juillet. Comment ça va, vous autres? Ça va bien? Belle température, on est bien. Un petit peu de pluie, ça va faire du bien, ça s'en vient. C'est une température d'anti qu'on annonce. Vous êtes dans GFP en vacances sur radiofiatlux.tk. Ça, c'est l'histoire de la cassette de compagnie que j'ai trouvée dans un... Cette tonne-là, là, que j'ai trouvée dans un Walkman que j'ai acheté d'un gars. Il avait besoin d'argent, le gars, je sais pas trop où, là, il déménageait, puis il avait besoin de cash. Fait que j'avais acheté un Walkman, puis il y avait cette cassette, il y avait cette cassette-là de compagnie, là, tu sais. Dans ce temps-là, les compagnies faisaient des... Pareil comme des CD, là, mais ils faisaient de la musique comme ça, puis c'était Steve Hackett. C'est comme ça que j'ai découvert cette tune-là, puis c'était une tabarouette de bonne tune de guitare, hein, c'est vrai. Tu sais, dans ce temps-là, les Walkman, tu sais, c'est les Walkman, les vrais Walkman comme dans les films, là. Tu sais, les Walkman jaunes, là. Ça, c'est des grosses machines, là. Tu payes sur un piton, puis t'as pas besoin d'envie tes écouteurs, puis tu peux écouter le gars qui te parle, là, tu sais, genre. Des méchantes machines. Ça coûtait cher, ça, dans ce temps-là, là. Ça se donnait pas, là, je te garantis. Moi, je l'avais acheté, ça, à Slide. Ça a l'air de rien, mais c'était Walkman-là, dans le temps, là, avec les écouteurs qu'il y avait, là, c'était du Sony, là, le son, il était bon. C'était pas si pire que ça, je vous garantis. Vous êtes à l'antenne de Radio Fiat Lux, en GFP, en vacances. I saw your face change. I didn't.
looks after the
Êtes dans GFP en vacances, j'espère que vous relaxez avec une belle température de même. Je vous accompagne en balado et en direct jusqu'à 18h sur Radio Fiat Lux. Thank you. c'est pas l'original, c'est tiré de Second Life. Second Life. Vous êtes sur Radio Fiat Lux. Passez des belles vacances, on relaxe, on écoute de la musique. Oubliez pas de vous laver les mains. Ce qui est important dans la pandémie, là, c'est le lavage des mains. Pour en même temps éliminer le virus si jamais vous touchez à quelque chose. Très important, le lavage des mains puis le masque, ben. Mais le lavage des mains, je trouve que c'est bien important parce que tu touches à n'importe quoi une poignée de porte. Mais le vaccin s'en vient. Faut pas lâcher. Faut pas lâcher la patate. Vous êtes dans GFP en vacances, édition du 29 juillet 2020. Encore du beau temps qui s'en vient en denti, mais du beau temps pareil. On n'est pas fait en chocolat, c'est un peu de pluie, là. Ça fait juste du bien, là. Avec la chaleur qu'il fait là, il n'y a rien, là.
And it's hey, part les changements qu'il y a eu au Parlement, là, les changements de chaise, là, la chaise musicale. Alors, vous êtes à l'antenne de Pierre Mix avec Georges. Nous autres, ça nous fait pas tiquer la musique du Québec. La musique du Québec, on en fait tourner. Moi, j'aime beaucoup la musique en général, là, je vous dirais, y compris le classique de temps en temps. Mais j'aime beaucoup la musique du Québec. Ça nous fait pas tiquer du tout. Tu sais, il y en a quand t'es...
Jamais. Alors, j'ai dit, pourquoi vous m'embarquez? Hein? Ben, ils ont dit, en effet, on ne savait même pas que vous étiez là, mais on vient de téléphoner à la préfecture et ils nous ont dit embarquer là aussi. Et de toute façon, bon, c'est ça. Alors, ils m'ont gardé là-bas 8 jours. Je ne saurais jamais. Je...
Ça, c'est une bonne nouvelle. Ça va aller, puis qu'est-ce qui va arriver?
What?
De tout ce qui est québécois sur la radio numéro 1 web à Québec. Vous êtes dans GFP en direct.
Profil gracieux et anonyme qui tremble dans les sonnets de Shakespeare.
parler de choses et d'autres. Parlez-nous de la Grande Charte ou du Monument à Lincoln, du charme gris de la Tamise, de l'eau rose du Potomac. Parlez-nous de vos traditions. Nous sommes un peuple peu brillant, mais fort capable d'apprécier toute l'importance des crumpets ou du Boston Tea Party. Mais quand vous really speak white, quand vous get down to brass tacks, vous parlez du gracious living, parlez du standard de vie et de la grande société, un peu plus fort alors, speak white, haussez vos voix de contre-maître. Nous sommes un peu durs d'oreilles, nous vivons trop près des machines et n'entendons que notre souffle au-dessus des outils. Speak white and loud, qu'on vous entende de Saint-Henri à Saint-Domingue. Oui, quelle admirable langue pour embaucher, donner des ordres, fixer l'heure de la mort à l'ouvrage et de la pause qui rafraîchit et ravigote le dollar. Speak white, tell us that God is a great big shot.
Qu'avec les années, on finirait par se tolérer. changeait, ou c'est toi qui as changé, et on n'arrive même plus à se parler. Oh, les belles pensées, ça monte des bateaux, ça nous fait rêver. Vivre pour toujours ton premier bec sucré, m'aimeras-tu toujours, tu me l'as promis, c'est la vie en dentelle.
écouter un court extrait sonore Fiat Lux Radio. On va écouter ça tout de suite, hein.
Il était une fois, sur la terre que Jacques Cartier découvrit en 1534 et qui devint le Québec en 1608 avec Samuel de Champlain, avec le temps, peuple, village et sarclage de tes terres, tout commença ici dans notre berceau de l'Amérique du Nord, le Québec. Oh, que je me souviens de toi, ton histoire et tes missionnaires à la coin dure qui nous ouvrit la voie et nous le rappelle. Cultivateur québécois, labourant ses terres, ouvrant les chemins, allumant la flamme de la fleur de lys, de village en village, ici au Québec. Tes coqs et tes clochers nous le remémorent. Oh, le Québec d'hier et d'aujourd'hui, qui fait trois fois la France. Souviens-toi de nos patriotes québécois, qui combattirent par leur sang, sous l'échafaud, qui défendaient ta terre, ton territoire. Souviens-toi de mes combats. Souviens-toi des tiens. Bonne fête nationale. Georges Fernand Poirier, vice-président de la Maison des Patriotes.
Je suis de 11 enfants à table. Je suis de janvier sous zéro. Je suis d'Amérique et de France. Je suis de chômage et d'exil. Je suis d'octobre et d'espérance. Je suis d'une race en péril. Je suis prévu pour l'an 2000. À des promesses d'élection. Je suis l'énergie qui s'empile, donc avant Manipoano.
C'est une émission spéciale dans GFP en direct avec la crème de la musique du Québec, rock et autres. Et c'est Georges Fernand Poirier qui vous accompagne toute la journée, aujourd'hui et demain, en musique, en extrait sonore, en entrevue, surprise, toutes sortes de patentes sur radiofiatlux.tk.
de ce mal sans merci, de l'appel de la patrie que j'entends aujourd'hui.
Comme, tu sais, qu'il expliquait ça, là, que comme...
Mais Bourgault, il y a toujours eu l'antenne.